Today we take up a text where Paul has to help the church at Corinth to understand what building a church is all about. Right now, at that point of time, they have been torn. There were at least three existing groups. If you want to add one more faction, there'll be four. There was one group that said that they were of Paul, one group that would say they were of Apollos, another group that would say they were of Cephas, and then a fourth group that said, you know, we are the Lord Jesus, and they didn't want to be a part of the other three. And this became a problem. And this problem had to be dealt with at different levels, at different angles. And we are now looking at 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, and Paul is still dealing with a problem because it is such a deep problem. It is not going to go away soon at any time. Right? So here we go. He wrote and he said, according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, now each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. The word grace was a very major word in Paul's vocabulary. He would write about how we are saved by the grace of God and how we are saved to serve the Lord. And by grace, we serve the Lord, as we see here. And Paul will receive a word from the Lord when he was going through physical difficulties. And the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. And that's something that we need to bear in mind all the time, the grace of God. And Paul highlighted this. It is by the grace of God that we are anything at all. So if we want to talk about building the church, then we have to ask ourselves, where is the grace of God? So when groups become factions, Apollos, Paul, Cephas, the Lord Jesus, if the factions are there, then what keeps them is not the grace of God, but the loyalty to the faction, to the group, rather than to the Lord Jesus and in acknowledgement of his grace. Now that becomes a problem. Right? So Paul applies this concept of grace into his own life and ministry. Now, Paul by this time had become an outstanding servant of God. He's an apostle, he's a great teacher, he's a theologian, he's a wonderful preacher, he's a founder of churches, he's an evangelist, you name it. He's done a lot of things. And he says, according to the grace of God which was given to me, that's it. To him, he was able to do all of these things simply because of the grace of God. Right? So then he went on further to say, now God's grace given to him, he became a wise master builder. Now the word master builder, two words, is simply a person we call in Greek the architect. That's it. The same word from the word architect is actually translated here, master builder. Now, as we look at what Paul is really trying to say, that whatever we achieve in life, whatever we attempt in life, we have to be very conscious of the place of the grace of God in everything, right? So Paul's focus, and interestingly, he puts it very humbly. What is my contribution to the Lord's work? And he humbly chooses to say, my work is just to lay the foundation. Now, we can be very sure he did much more than that, right? Now, he discipled people, he raised up leaders, he appointed them, and they were serving the Lord together. He had different teams of people. But no, his focus was just simply to talk about the grace of God to lay the foundation. And he realizes it, that his main task was to lay the foundation, and he was faithful and diligent in fulfilling it. But then he went on to say this, right? Now, this is absolutely important for us to understand, that he does not seek glamour, he does not seek popularity, he does not seek acclaim, he does not seek fame in any way. He just simply say, I'm just a master builder. I'm the person who laid the foundation. Now, that gives you, shows you the heart of Paul. And this is one very specially humble man, right? Now, he says in warning to those who are in the groups, right? Whichever group they may be in. And he warns them, be careful. I can lay the foundation. When Paul was there, laid the foundation, there were no groups. Just one church, the Corinthian church. When Paul left the Corinthian church to minister elsewhere, what happened was that the group became disrupted. The unity was gone. That oneness was gone. They were gifted. They were blessed in so many ways. And yet, somewhere along the line, something went wrong. But was it a foundational problem? Answer, no. The foundation can only be one. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. The danger lies in the building upon the foundation. Right? And so Paul wrote about it very clearly. There are essentially different ways in which you want to use, you can build upon the foundation. You can use gold, you can use silver, you can use precious stones. You can use wood, you can use hay, you can use straw. Right? So we have two sets, right? Not all the time can it be gold. Perhaps it could be silver, and it is just as good. All right? Or along the way, some precious stones are found. But either way, you will have to ask yourself, how am I going to build upon that foundation? Now, Paul tells us that all the work we put in, they will ultimately become very clear. What is the actual worth of our work? What is the actual strength? What is the actual quality of our work? Paul says it will become clear. Not because we personally assess our own worth. If we assess our own worth, we might give ourselves a 10. Or if we ask close friends, they'll give us a 10, perhaps. But when we are tested on the day of judgment, then it will be very, very clear, because the testing will be one of fire, right? So when a day comes and the fire will test each one's work, what sort it is, then we will see, right? So this is something that we need to look at. So when we have materials, good quality materials like gold, silver, precious stones, you know what? Essentially, they are not afraid of being tested. They will stand the test of time. They won't fade away. They won't lose their value. It will be gold, will be gold, silver will be silver, precious stones will still be there, and there's no mistaking it. Right? They will stand the test of fire. But when you put wood through fire, it's gone. It will be burned to ashes. If you put hay through fire, faster. Straw through fire, it will be burned up in no time at all. Right? So the challenge to all the factions, to all the groups, would be to cause them to think hard on this subject. What are you doing with all these factions? Right? What are we emphasizing on? Apollos, Paul, Cephas, the Lord Jesus, as it were. These are groups. It's not the names of the people. It's not the people themselves. It's not the these names of the people who are involved. It's the followers who are there. And they think that they are doing a great job out of their faith, out of their life. But they may not be. And so Paul warns, do you want to know what is the quality of your work? What is the strength of your work? Well, it will be tested by fire one day. One, will it endure? If the work endures, then the worker has done his work well. It will continue to be strong. But if the work is all burnt up, the worker who has spent so much time, energy, trying to build up what he thinks is the church, it will end up with nothing. The work that he puts in will all end up with nothing. That is a very serious problem. Right? And the Corinthian church was already heading in that direction. Right? So when Paul was there in 1 Corinthians 1, we read it very clearly. Paul commended them. People spoke about them. Paul saw how they had grown. The Lord blessed them with all kinds of gifts. And they were gifts that were unenviable. See, literally, but they were just, enviable. They were just wonderful gifts. Right? But look at the church now. They were now filled with factions. They were now carnal. They were now chasing after all kinds of things. Obviously, something went wrong somewhere. But the foundation, they were not the ones who laid the foundation. Paul was. Paul was the founder. He also laid the foundation. So the problem, therefore, is not a foundation, because the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You can't fight. You can't fault them, right? So Paul's preaching is very clear. His focus is the preaching of the cross. The focus is the wisdom of God. Look at this thing, chapter 1, chapter 2, very clear. Paul continued to be steadfast in all his preaching, in all his teaching. All he wanted to do was to manifest the Lord Jesus Christ. But the groups that existed, the groups that came out, the emphasis went wrong. Right, they were now supporting the name of a celebrity that they choose to follow after, to name themselves after. So what happened was that carnality came in. There were now factions who quarreled with each other. The sense of oneness was lost in the church. The disunity became even more obvious. And thus, the church was affected. So Paul warned them. At the end of it all that we seek to do, all the factions that we are trying to build up, they will all be tested by fire. How will we stand when we are tested by fire? And if they are going this direction, where we lose sight of the Lord Jesus, we are not building upon the foundation well, we are not using gold, silver, or precious stones, we are using wood, hay, straw. The result's going to be very, very obvious, because we're going to lose everything. It's going to be all burnt up. So what's our challenge as we read this particular text? Surely it is to build well. That's the best thing we want to look at. What is it to build well? And we want to follow Paul's approach of building well. First, to be humble, to recognize we need the grace of the Lord Jesus in everything we do. To be focused upon the Lord Jesus, to dwell upon the cross of the Lord Jesus. And that's important. To seek the wisdom of God, to look at the deeper things of God. And if all of these things are things we look for rather than the physical things to look for, then we will not be afraid to be tested by fire or by anything else, right? And so our challenge is to prepare for one day what we're going to do is going to be tested by fire, right? So if we build something and if that does not stand the test of time, and we're not going to go anywhere. If all that we say we are doing and it cannot stand the passage of time or trials or false teachers in our midst or wherever the case may be, and we find ourselves buckling under and we find ourselves shaky and we find ourselves unable to cope, then we are all going to get burned up along the way. So let's go back to what we must do with our own personal life and faith. Right? We want to build a quality faith and life. We want to build quality character. We want to build something in us, so that no matter what is halted us, even if we are tested by fire, we will come forth in gold. That is the best thing to look at. Let's pray together. Our Father, we pray for grace and for wisdom to understand the Lord Jesus, how He is our Savior, how He is right out in the heart, in the center of our faith. Help us to look at how Paul saw himself in the building of the church to lay the foundation, which is the Lord Jesus. Help us to understand the foundation has been laid already. Teach us how to build upon this foundation. Help us to build a quality church, build a quality faith, build a life that is truly gold, silver, or precious stones. Strengthen us, Father, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.